Yeah, with everyone here, we can get started. So welcome everyone to the teleconferences leading up to the 2020 Toyota U.S. Figure Skating Championships. We have reigning U.S. Pairs champions Ashley Kane Gribble and Timothy LeDuc on the line with us today. We're going to have Ashley and Tim start by making a few opening remarks, and then we'll open it up to questions. And there will be audio available at the end of this call. You can send an email to me if you want it sent to you directly. Otherwise, it will be available on the media website later on this week. So with that, Ashley and Tim, you can get us started.
Well, thank you, everyone, for taking the time. We're really excited about this championship. Ashley and I have had a really intense training load going into this nationals. We've been working so hard. So we're really excited to put out good performances that reflect all the work that we've put in. We're really excited to go back to Greensboro. Both of us have competed there before. Actually, the last time we were both in Greensboro, we were competing against each other. Ashley won the pairs on third. So really excited to go back to Greensboro. It's a great skating town. We're looking forward to great crowds and seeing all of our friends at the championships. And yeah, like I said, we've worked super hard for this, and we're very hungry to put out strong performances. So we're just in our final preparations now for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. We'll start with Jeff.
Hey, Ashley and Timothy. I wanted to sort of follow up on something that that Tim just said. Yeah, you were both here back in 2011 when Greensboro hosted for the first time, competing in juniors. You both medaled. I'm curious what your impressions were of the venue. It was the first time that the city had hosted. And I'm curious about what your memories are of that year. I know it's a few years ago now, but what your memories are what the venue was like.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Greensboro is definitely a very special place for us because it was where we both made our first junior world team, and to be able to go back to a place that we shared that experience together is really special. I remember the crowd being super electric and being there for every performance that we put out. I also had the chance to compete there in single in senior ladies in 2015, so I know the venue well and the area, and I'm looking forward to going back.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We'll go to Dawn.
Hi, Ashley and Tim. This is Dawn Kane at the News End Record in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm writing about music and costumes. Now, I know I looked at your selections for music. A Storm Is Coming has lyrics, Experiences, instrumental, and I wasn't sure whether the music for Moonlight would be vocal or instrumental.
It's from the Moonlight soundtrack, and it's instrumental. Our free skate is entirely instrumental.
Oh, okay. How did you decide which music to use?
Every year we kind of follow a different process, but we really liked the music experience, and we wanted to use it. We both felt like a connection to it. We felt like it was in our wheelhouse as far as our style. And we wanted – the piece on its own is great, but it wasn't quite enough for the free skate. So we kind of were listening around the different pieces that would complement it and kind of fit the story that we wanted to tell. And I love the movie Moonlight and was watching it and heard that the piece that we ended up using in the movie. And I'm like, wow, this is a really cool piece. I wonder if we could mix the two together. So I did a couple cuts and was able to like blend the two together, and it ended up working really well.
Oh, well, you mentioned the story you wanted to tell. What story do you want to tell?
Sure. So the free skate is Ashley is moving through life and is a little bit devoid of passion. So and I represent a strong positive force in her life that is like calling her to be more. And so in the first part of the free skate, she's not able to see me. She's always kind of missing me, and I'm always trying to get her attention and find her. And then in the middle section is when she finally sees me, and we sort of build a connection toward the end of the free skate.
Oh, okay. What can you tell me about your costumes?
Yeah, we really like our costumes. we went with all black because it's a little bit of a darker interpretation of this piece of music. And also the back
and
of Ashley's costume.
This would be for the free skate?
Correct,
for
for the free skate. Okay. The back of Ashley's costume is meant to sort of show the sort of trouble and difficulties that she's going through. So it's kind of like, oh, I don't know. Ashley, how would you describe the back of your costume? It's sort of like this black sort of like distressed looking.
Yes, thing. I would say distressed. It's almost like you could see that things were pulling at me and pulling at me, and I just kept moving forward. And the short program costume tells the story as well, because I'm a bird in the short program and Timothy is the storm. So the short program costume is meant to look like feathers all throughout and all on the arm.
And who made it? Who made your costumes, Ashley?
That was Denise Frey. She's made our costumes. She's made my costume since I was quite young. And then she's made every costume that we've had together as a team. And she also made my wedding dress.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
I know a number of you have joined the line since we started, so we're opening it up to more questions for Ashley and Tim.
This is Claire Kie from Figure Skaters Online. Hi, Ashley and Tim. I just wanted to... Hello?
Hello?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Sorry, I couldn't. I didn't know if you guys could hear me. I just wanted to ask if you guys could talk a little bit about your last competition at Golden Spin and how that went, because we in the U.S. didn't have an opportunity to see it since there was no live stream.
Sure. We were really happy with the result in Golden Spin. We skated, I think, pretty strong performances. Obviously, there was a little bit of room for improvement, which I think is exactly what we wanted in a competition going into nationals, just to kind of put down a solid effort and also leave room for us to kind of build and improve as we move toward nationals. So, and, of course, we were really, really happy to win the gold medal, which helped us win the Challenger Series overall, I believe. So it was a good part of the early season. It gave us confidence going into Greensboro.
Right. Last season, of course, you guys had a really difficult, sort of traumatic fall at Golden Spin. How was it hard to go back to the same event this year? What was that like?
Sorry, we're not together, so we're jumping on whenever we can. You want to go first,
go ahead,
Tim? Yeah, you go first, because I think I can speak better after you from what you're going to say, probably.
Okay. yeah, of course, there was a little bit of, I don't know what the right word is. Yeah, some fear involved, some kind of the memories coming back of the last time that, we were there. But it was a really good opportunity for us to rely on our training and each other and our coaches, just to remind ourselves that every competition is kind of the same in the way that you just go out and do the task. There's always going to be something distracting you, some negative feeling trying to kind of take over. And again, you do your job. You go out and do the task that you train to do every day. So Golden Spin was kind of an exercise in that for us, of just kind of staying focused on what we were there to do and not allowing memories or fears from last year sort of, control our narrative. So,
yeah.
And Ash, what did you want to add?
I definitely think that we had a very great team around us, including our coaches and our competitors, our teammates, the medical staff, our team leaders. They all knew what we had gone through the year before, and I think that they probably knew that it would be tough for us. So they kept us in very good spirits all week. We didn't feel any stress, and I think that that added to how our performances and how we felt. So we're just really grateful for them that they created that really good environment for us so that when we went out there, we were just there to do our job and get the task done.
I see. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have a question for Ashley and Tim?
This is Louise Radnowski from the Wall Street Journal. You've both been training very hard, so I don't know what your time for binge viewing has been yet, but I wondered if you'd had a chance to see Spinning Out on Netflix, and if so, what you thought, and if you hadn't, what you think about it based on what you're hearing from the entire rest of the skating world that seems to be glued to it.
I have not seen it.
I have had a chance to watch it. I watched the full season, I think, within, like, 2 days, I want to say. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have many thoughts on it. I try not to watch too much skating going into nationals so that I feel, like, consumed by figure skating. But, I mean, overall, it's good that our sport is gaining more awareness.
Thank you. And Timothy, are you holding out on watching it, or are you just planning to give it a pass?
I haven't actually really thought too much about it. I know that it exists, but it's not, I guess it's not super on my radar at this moment. I may watch it at some point in the future. I don't know.
Thanks.
All right, we have time for a couple more questions. Does anyone else have a question for Ashley and Tim?
Yes, it's Philip Hirsch, NBC Sports. Given how close Golden Spin was to Nationals relatively, is it hard for you to believe that you were able to get back up on your feet the way you did and win the thing?
Honestly, yeah. It's pretty crazy to us because the amount of training, like the workload we put in going into this nationals and the amount of run-throughs that we have already done, like 3 weeks out, we were doing a full long program run-through. And to think back to last year, we did one long program run-through before we competed nationals. And I fell 4 times. We did
but
two
you got up every time
but
kept going.
The interesting thing about that one long program that we did going into nationals was we finished and we were like, well, like our conditioning is really good and nothing felt out of our control. It was just that this was the first time we had put everything together. And our coaches were really supportive with us through that time. And, so to think back to that time, we feel like super prepared. We know what we need to do. We feel like we've improved a lot as far as what we're able to take on mentally, because we know that this is going to be, you know, it's going to probably be an intense week, and we're prepared for that. We've never had to do this before where we're coming in and we're already the reigning champions, and we've never come in with that title before. And we've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people about it and what that feeling is. But overall, their main thing was be prepared. Prepare yourself beyond what you can even imagine. And when you get there, just go on autopilot and do your thing.
When you look back at it, I mean, 2020 hindsight is dangerous at times. Do you think that they should have let you get up and keep skating in Croatia?
I don't want to speak to that too much because at the end of the day, we finished the program. And so I don't want to say too much about that.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have a question for Ashley and Tim?
Don Kane in Greensboro. I had one costume-related question, just one more. Have either of you ever had a costume mishap during competition?
That's a good question.
Off the top of my head,
I don't recall any major mishap for either of us that I know of. We did do a show recently where there was a belt buckle that like came undone, but it wasn't like something major like that you see sometimes of like the really bad costume bloopers. It was just kind of like a oops, the belt buckle came loose. But no, we've been really fortunate to not have any real bad costume problems.
Yeah, I would say I had one quite a few years ago. I think it was my first year as a senior lady. I was wearing a necklace and my dress had lace on it. And I started my program and right away I couldn't move my neck and I realized my necklace was attached to the lace. And I was going into my first jump and I ripped the necklace off the lace and it ripped a huge hole in my costume. And I had to finish the program like that. So that's literally the only mishap I can think of.
No. I also did cruise ship shows for 2 years, and the costumes on the cruise ship shows are much more elaborate than competitive costumes. So I had tons of mishaps on the ship, but no, in competitive skating, Ashley and I we haven't had any problems.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We have time for one more question.
First, I've got one. It's Jeff Mills at the Greensboro News and Record again. I'd just like to ask,
yeah,
I know that I see that both Ashley and Timothy, that you're both on the Athlete Advisory Council for U.S. Figure Skating. I'm curious, what are your roles in that and how do you approach them?
Excuse me. Sure. We're really excited to be members of the Athlete Advisory Committee. It's really important for the current competing athletes or athletes fresh out of some seasons to have a voice in what goes on in the sport. So our tasks are we get to vote on a lot of things that happen, a lot of rules or different actions that are going to be taken. And we also meet at the once a year they have a governing council. Where everyone in U.S. figure skating gets together and votes on the new rule book and a lot of different things. And it's really crucial to have the athletes be present in that so that we are able to voice our concerns as the people currently coming up through the sport.
Hmm. Ashley, what are your thoughts on the Athlete Advisory Committee?
Oh, I mean, I think Timothy typically feels very good to be able to have a voice in the sport that we're still very committed to and to be able to create a healthy future for the sport and to give our opinions and our ideas and let it be heard and people take it and speak to us about it. So I think it's great. We're very excited to be a part of it and to be able to attend Governing Council and see all the inner workings of U.S. figure skating and what goes on. I think it bridges the gap between the athlete and the federation.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashley and Tim, for taking the time to join us today. And thanks for everyone for logging on with us. And we wish you the best of luck at U.S. Championships next week.
Thank you. See you guys in Greensboro.